MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, June 25, 2025. The Gloucester Fire Department responds to a water rescue, and the Gloucester Police help locate a missing man. Mix of sun and clouds near 90, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 11:48 a.m., and 11:57 p.m. Gloucester Fire Department Chief Eric Smith reports that the fire department responded Tuesday night to a local yacht club to participate in a water rescue. Around 7 p.m. Tuesday, June 24, crews were called to the Anasquam Yacht Club, 17 River Road, for a report of three people in the water. All three were removed from the water and were taken by ambulance to Addison Gilbert Hospital. One patient was in critical condition, one in serious condition, and one patient was stable. In addition to Gloucester firefighters, Beauport Ambulance, the Gloucester Harbormaster, and the U.S. Coast Guard responded to the scene. And Gloucester Police Chief Ed Connolly reports that the police department helped a family locate a missing man on Tuesday evening. On Tuesday, June 24, Gloucester Police assisted a family who was searching for a 57-year-old man who had not been seen since 2:30 p.m. The missing man was last seen in the area of Muscle Point Road and Hesperus Avenue in Magnolia. Massachusetts State Police, the Northeastern Massachusetts Law Enforcement Council, and the Gloucester Fire Department drone were among agencies that assisted in the search. Fortunately, the missing man was located in Wakefield shortly before 9 p.m. Gloucester Police would like to thank all of the residents and agencies that assisted the successful search. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Michael McHugh reports in the Salem News, due to warnings of excessive heat across the region, Salem opened cooling centers and scheduled two Soak the Kids events on Tuesday. The city noted the public pool at Forest River was open, along with splash pads at Mary Jane Lee Park and outside of Forest River Pool. The Mayor Jean Levesque Community Life Center at 401 Bridge Street was also available as a cooling center. The fire department hosed down Salem youth and their families first at Forest River Park and then at Salem Common. In similar fashion, Beverly firefighters turned the hoses on to create a pop-up spray park for sweltering families at Holcroft Park Tuesday afternoon. Elsewhere in Beverly, the senior center and police station were also used as cooling centers, while both branches of the library were closed due to extreme temperatures inside the buildings. In Peabody, residents were welcome to keep cool at the city's libraries and senior center. And in Danvers, the library was available as a cooling center, but not the senior center due to the air conditioning not working on Monday. Matt Petrie of the Newburyport Daily News writes that city councilors in Newburyport loudly voiced their support for former Newburyport Public Library volunteers Monday when they unanimously voted to support an amended resolution recommending corrective action for the city administration. The resolution, first introduced by sponsors Ward 4 City Councilor Ben Harmon and at-large City Councilor Connie Preston during the June 3 City Council meeting, came on the heels of an independent investigation that included, or rather that concluded, the Reardon administration unfairly dismissed and defamed former library volunteers in public and in the pages of the Daily News. And Stephen Hagen writes in the Gloucester Times, St. Peter's Fiesta opens Wednesday at 7 p.m., with a free concert by Trifecta of Boston on the outdoor stage in St. Peter's Square in Gloucester at the corner of Rogers and Washington Streets. But before the concert, the annual carnival associated with the celebration opens at 5 p.m., filling the area adjacent to Rogers and Commercial Streets with rides and a midway. From the desk of MSO's Media Director Bill Newell, the 63rd annual Harry Agganis All-Star football game takes place tonight at Manning Field in Lynn. Beverly High School football coach Jeff Hutton will lead the North team, and Neshoba Tech's Danny Kelly leads the South. Kickoff is scheduled for 6 p.m. Red Sox got a 7-inning, 10-strikeout shutout performance from pitcher Garrett Crochet, but didn't matter. The Sox fell again 3-2 against the Angels. Series wraps up this afternoon at 4:07 in Los Angeles. On behalf of our director and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.